Joining us on the phone to talk about the marketplace is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hello, Dave.
Looks like it's a case of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start with the ugly and go the other direction for a change. It appears that USDA's movement of adding 10 million bushels to crushings and thus reducing the ending stocks by 10 million was looked at by the trade as pretty bearish, considering that they made no changes when you look at South America, Argentina, and Brazil combined. No change there. Probably the impetus more to the downside at that point.
Yeah, and I think, you know, between the 8% increase in bean oil stocks, I think the other number that the trade's really fighting itself with right now, Dave, is the fact that the USDA did not change exports at all. That's a real questionable number, but I think what the trade's probably is giving itself a time to reevaluate everything. But in the midst of that, I think what the trade's probably looking at right now is Brazil's crop has not been damaged, it's been delayed, and I think the trade at this point in time, by taking the old crop beans down to new weekly lows along with the new crop, is probably buying into the no change in exports with the idea that our exports are going to fall off a cliff. So this could be one of these scenarios where the old crop has a really weak showing this week and maybe next week, but if our exports don't start to show declines 10, 15 days from now, they're going to come back, I suspect, and reevaluate this whole number and say the USDA is wrong, we got to put more premium in the old crop. And I think that's where your bull spread remains a very good feature, very good technical and fundamental feature in terms of how to maybe trade this market from a speculative standpoint. It gets harder and harder to generate rallies in the new crop in the July and on deferred because of the South American numbers.
And we've blown through both 100 and 50-day moving averages, and then that new crop, too. Those are not good technical indicators of a market that's healthy in new crop.
No, and this becomes the issue where the market now changes its medium-term outlook and says beans and the soy become the leader to the downside, whereas the feed grains are the supportive feature to the market. It's the exact opposite of what we've become used to the last month and a half.
Okay, and then the bad, I guess I would call corn, in that we didn't get bearish numbers, but we didn't really get anything bullish out of it either.
No, we did, not at face value anyway. I think two things about the corn. I think the 632 carryover is actually very neutral, if not slightly friendly, because of the sheer break we've seen this week and the fact that the basis in the central part of the country has followed the futures lower in the old crop market, March and May futures in the market there. So I think maybe this number is actually neutral because of what the trade was anticipating. It could be even bigger. I think the second thing, maybe more hidden, nuanced issue, Dave, is the Argentine crop. It has been hurt in the corn market. The trade really hasn't traded that. We talked about that this morning. And now that we've got still an ongoing issue in Argentina with hot, dry weather forecast for the next 10 days, this suggests even more declines in Argentine corn production. Now, can the USDA add Brazilian corn production to offset it like they did today? I don't know, but I don't think the trade's really focused itself very much on the Argentine corn crop at all. Maybe that becomes more of a market player if we can get corn to have a friend, i.e. the wheat.
And that's only 1 million metric tons, and a lot of people are already thinking that that crop is maybe hurt by 4 to 5 million metric tons.
You know, this is exactly what we're dealing with in the wheat crop in Argentina as well. USDA came in at 11 million tons again today. They have not changed it for, I think, 2.5 or 3 months now, and yet their attaché is lower. Almost every private person is lower that I've seen. You're seeing the exact same type of scenario develop in the corn production for Argentina as well. And this is where the 2013 marketing gets tough, because you're going to have to stand out there on your own and say, I don't think this is right. And you're going to have to come back and reevaluate some of this stuff.
And the good is actually in the wheat pit. We got, I would call, a half a loaf of bread in that we got the U.S. numbers to behave, although the world numbers are still lagging.
Yeah, it's like the Rolling Stones song. You get what you need. You don't get what you want, but you get what you need. It's exactly right. The U.S. ending stocks numbers, the best feature to the whole report, and the trade hopefully will key off of that. And hopefully what I'm really looking at here, Dave, is confirming that double bottom in the March chart. We had the January low, 736 and a quarter. This week's low, 746 and a half. that market right there being a double bottom, and we confirm that by getting above 775 very, very soon. If we don't do that and we take out the double bottom, then I start getting worried about corn. I start getting more worried about new crop corn being led lower by new crop beans. Otherwise, the world wheat ending stocks, I'm just not going to talk about because I think they're so far off at this point. I'm just going to have to sit and be patient.
And even U.S. ending stocks to some degree. Yes, we picked up another 25 million bushels in feed wheat, but USDA did not acknowledge that we are now become competitive in the export market and did not make any changes this month.
No, and I got an email from a friend and a colleague in Europe after the report came out, and he essentially said, does anybody realize that 31% of the world wheat ending stocks is sitting in China, and that's really off the table? And so when you look at it that way, you really are down to levels not seen since 2008 and 2009, but I've got to be patient with the market and let it decide when it wants to trade that.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.